A commission in Saratoga Springs has proposed updates to the city's governing document. If approved, the changes could add seats to the city council, the first expansion of the council in city history. Once again, Saratogians are debating how city government operates. The current Charter Review Commission was appointed by first-term mayor Meg Kelly in March, just months after a proposed city charter from a previous commission failed at the ballot box by only 10 votes. Unlike the previous commission, this Charter Review Commission is made up of city officials, including city attorney Vince DeLeonardis, the city's four city council members excluding Mayor Kelly, and their deputy commissioners. DeLeonardis introduced proposed revisions to the city code at a public hearing Tuesday night.
Tonight's forum is to discuss and hear from the public on our proposed revisions to the charter, which we believe further the directive we were provided in finding efficiencies and organizational improvements.
The draft charter focuses on how each of the city's departments, led by an elected commissioner who also serves on the city council, can find efficiencies by becoming more flexible or realigning certain responsibilities. But the biggest change would be the makeup of the city council itself, expanding the body from 5 to 7 members. That change was proposed by Commissioner of Accounts John Frank. He likened city government to Saratoga's famed thoroughbred racetrack.
If Saratoga didn't update their racetrack, then Saratoga wouldn't be what it is. However, they also kept the historic charm and what's really worked.
While the 5 existing commissioners would remain, 2 additional councilors without department responsibilities would be added. Frank dismissed the notion that the new councilors would be seen as junior commissioners and called the new seats enviable positions.
Though you may not have an office to run, you're going to have a lot of people coming to you because by not having to run an office, you can get out to the people, I think, in a more easy manner.
One of the major criticisms of the city's system of government is that it excludes non-wealthy or non-retired people from running for office. Currently, city councilors are paid $14,500 a year for positions they characterize as a full-time commitment. The idea to expand the council was supported by Matthew Jones, a member of the 2017 Charter Review Commission. Jones was not in favor of the prior body's recommendation to abandon the commission-style form of government for a council-manager form, but he spoke favorably of the current proposal, calling the 2 additional members at large a novel and creative idea.
It may very well work, and I think it's worth a try to do that, to address that circumstance where many in the community just don't have an opportunity to serve in the functions that you all sit here along with the mayor, because their time just simply does not permit. So I think it's a creative solution, and I commend you for it.
DeLeonardis shared results of a survey that showed city residents are still divided on expanding the council. 49% of respondents support the expansion, while 42% oppose. Should the city council expand, respondents were asked if they would prefer the 2 additional seats to be occupied by the city's 2 elected county supervisors or if they would prefer a separately elected candidate. The results of the survey showed clear support for a separate candidate.
And the responses here indicating a pretty wide majority of the responders preferring new council members at large taking 50%. And only 31% indicating they would prefer those 2 members to be county supervisors, and 20% indicating they did not know or did not refuse to respond.
DeLeonardis encouraged members of the public to continue submitting comments. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.